I'm Tass Mellis of The Starters.
This is Ben Golver with the Open Floor Podcast.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ludlow from NBA Inside Stuff.
I'm OG Anunoby of the Toronto Raptors.
Hey, I'm Elena Donon, and welcome to the Double Clutch.
Double Clutch.
Double Clutch.
Double Clutch.
Double Clutch Podcast.
Welcome to the Double Clutch Podcast. I'm lead writer and occasional host Josh Coyne. Today we're taking our second turn into the direction of total nonsense in the absence of any live sport. To try and fill the void, I'm joined by fellow contributor Nick Whitfield. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Josh. Pleasure to be back. The title belt is gleaming beautifully around my waist.
How often have you been polishing it?
Daily. I've got nothing else to do except wash my hands and clean this belt.
And we're going international to speak to a friend in Los Angeles. She is one half of dream pop band Tiny Deaths and regular contributor in the world of NBA media. Claire DeLune, how are you doing? And have you yet realized that these times are uncertain and unprecedented?
Oh, 100%. Think that things are so weird and people are so desperate for content that I didn't think that the excitement for the Michael Jordan documentary could reach any higher of a fever pitch than it already had. But people are so desperate for anything basketball that it's reached a new echelon, and it's fascinating to watch.
And a lot of people seem to be making bespoke plans. So have any of you guys actually thought about your routine of how you're going to consume this content tomorrow or tonight for you, Claire?
I think I'm just gonna go for it, because I have so many other things that are on my to watch list. Mm-hmm. That I think even once I watch it, I'll still have plenty of other things to catch up. Maybe not basketball related, but other things to watch.
So two episodes in one go, or are you going to spread them out?
I might watch an episode tonight and an episode tomorrow night. I might spread it out to that degree, okay. But we'll see.
Okay. And if you're listening in the future, you know, you'll know maybe that Michael Jordan documentary, if it was good, if it was bad, if it was somewhere in between. But, you know, we're speaking the day before. So, Nick, what about you?
I will be waking up nice and early. I will be donning a Patrick Ewing jersey just out of spite while I watch it. And I'll watch the first episode before work, and then I'll have to crack on with work. So I'll probably catch the second episode at my lunchtime.
Okay. So anyway, to move on, today for the second time, we're doing a weird NBA version of the game, Two Truths, One Lie. Nick, as you mentioned, you are the current holder of the championship belt, and we're honoring traditional rules, so you have the chance to defend your title today against Claire. For those who have never played the game, here are the rules. Firstly, do you guys have a pen and paper with you?
I can now.
Yeah.
I'm at my desk.
It's best, obviously, to keep notes, try and keep track of things. We will go through five rounds. For each round, I will tell two truths and one lie using random trivia about the lives of current or former NBA players. Contestants receive 1 point for every correctly identified lie. Nick and Claire will face off against each other, and the scores will tally up as we go along. Each contestant will be asked for their answer individually, with some time to deliberate on their own thoughts. Time taken by each contestant will be strictly to my discretion. The person who gets to answer first will change in every round, and crucially, absolutely no Googling, so we can hear your clicks and typing, so no fooling anybody. In the case of a draw, after five rounds, we'll go to sudden death, and I will throw a deciding random trivia question, and the first to answer wins. Are we ready?
Yes.
Always.
I have pen and paper. I am ready.
Okay, so round one is the did he really say that round, in which I'm going to quote some NBA players, past or present, and you have to identify the quote that wasn't actually out of the mouth of an NBA player. So, number one, former Cleveland Cavalier Winston Bennett said, "I've never had major knee surgery on any part of my body." Former New York Nick Gerald Wilkins said, "Not only could I stop a freight train on defense, I could pull up the whole damn track too." Former New Jersey Net Charles Shackelford said, "Left hand, right hand, it doesn't matter. I'm amphibious." First, we'll go to you, Nick.
I have literally nothing to go on here. I've never heard any of those quotes before, so it's a complete guess for Gerald Wilkins.
So you're saying Gerald Wilkins said, "Not only could I stop a freight train on defense, I could pull up the whole damn track too."
Yeah, so I think that is the lie, I think.
Okay. Now over to you, Claire. What do you think?
I can't remember who said the first quote, even though you've repeated them twice now, but I think the first quote is the lie.
Okay, so former Cleveland Cavalier Winston Bennett saying, "I've never had major knee surgery on any part of my body."
Yep.
It seems implausible. Both of them seem very implausible. And I have to say, you've avoided a world of shame there, Nick Whitfield, as a New York Knicks fan, because you are correct. I can reveal that the lie is Gerald Wilkins, who, despite being irresponsibly nicknamed the Jordan Stopper, never commented on his ability to halt railway transportation. So the score is 1-0 to Nick Whitfield as we head into round two.
That was literally all I had to go on in that one, is that I feel like I would have more likely heard that one if it was real, so I went for it.
Just in the kind of online Nick's lore.
Exactly,
space.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. You're applying some logic there despite not knowing anything about the actual quote. Okay, so we move on. There's plenty of time for Claire to pull this back. This is number two, the dating game round.
Okay.
Following the rip-roaring success of last episode's Kardashian round, in this round I will name some NBA/celebrity relationships.
Ooh.
And you have to give me the one that never happened.
It's more in my wheelhouse. All right.
Okay, so more in your wheelhouse. I like that fighting talk. Number one, Sasha Vujicic and TV host Christian Leahy. Number two, Richard Jefferson and tennis player Caroline Wozniacki. Number three, Baron Davis and actor Laura Dern. I'm going to hand this over to Claire on first instance.
I shouldn't reveal since he hasn't said anything yet. I know one of them to be true for a fact. And the other two, the first one, I am completely unfamiliar with everyone involved, so I'm going to go with the second one because I feel like if Richard Jefferson had dated a tennis player, I would have heard about it. That could be wrong too, but I'm going to go with number two.
Okay, number two. What about you, Nick?
I am going to agree only because I do remember, I don't remember the names involved, but I do remember some talk of Sasha Vujicic and who he was dating. So I will also go for Richard Jefferson.
Okay. So those answers are set in stone, but out of interest, before I reveal the answer, Claire, which one was it you know to be true?
For sure, Laura Dern dated Baron Davis. That was like a big news story.
Okay. So I can reveal that the answer is in fact Richard Jefferson and Caroline Wozniacki,
hey,
which I just kind of plucked out of thin air. That puts the score to 2-1 in favor of Nick. You both get a point there. Sasha Vujicic is currently dating Christian Leahy, who used to be a Boston Celtics sideline reporter, but now I believe she is a mainstay on the Colin Cowherd show. And Baron Davis, of course, amazingly dated recent Oscar winner Laura Dern. How are you feeling at this juncture of the quiz?
I'm feeling like I have several very good friends who would be much more qualified to play this game. And if they happen to hear me playing this game, they're going to be horrified.
Hey, everyone may get their chance to take the title belt from the winner of this. So, you know, the competition rolls on. Moving on, though, to round three, which is the unexpected hobby round. This round focuses on NBA players who have hobbies that may not be typical to the average pro athlete's off-court lifestyle. You basically have to just tell me which one is utter bullshit. But I would just like to add a caveat that some of them may not necessarily qualify as hobbies, but they're things they do outside of basketball.
All right.
So here we go. So number one, Jordan Farmer is an avid footbag / hacky sack player. Caron Butler collects and chews plastic fast food straws. And Jose Calderon farms pigs to sell them as ham. Does anybody need that to be repeated?
I mean, I don't know if it helped me much.
Okay, so I'll head straight over to Nick.
So I'm actually in the same boat Claire was in the last one. I know one of them is true. So I'm choosing between the other two. And I can't decide between those two. I'm going to go for Jordan Farmer and Hacky Sack.
You think Jordan Farmer, the Hacky Sack, is the lie? What about you, Claire? Where's your head on this one?
I mean, the logic behind that, Nick, behind your choice, if your brain is thinking what I'm thinking, is sound, in that Hacky Sack is the only of the three hobbies that is potentially could hurt a part of your body that is necessary for playing basketball. So that seems risky to choose Hacky Sack as your hobby. Also, it's a very passe hobby in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree.
Okay.
But I do need to catch up at some point, so...
Okay, I can reveal that the lie on this one is Jordan Farmer and Hacky Sack. As to the best of my knowledge, he has no interest in that as a side project. You are both correct. You both get a point, and that takes the score up to 3-2 in the favor of Nick. It's a close one still. I actually had convinced myself that one of them was a lie that I actually found out today. Caron Butler collects and chews plastic fast food straws. Was that the one you knew to be true?
That is the one I knew was true because I used it in that quiz I put together recently.
I mean, that one's sort of stranger than fiction. Like, I just couldn't picture you making that up. You know
and
what I mean?
Weirdly,
like, where would you get it from?
The weirder thing about that story is the NBA actually passed a rule making it illegal for players to chew straws on the court because of he used to do it on the court.
So now they just chew their mouth guards and toss them at referees.
Really, really quite a strange one, though. I mean, that to be a passion of yours is
deeply
quite
strange,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
But the hacky sack thing... I my logic in choosing that as a question was to make it feel more a bit of a red herring because it feels more normal. But no, alas, you guys saw through that.
It's 2020. Nobody plays hacky sack anymore.
I didn't want to say it because it would have given Claire a clue, but I've met Jose Calderon and I have him down as an animal lover. So that one seemed...
weird flex, like, but okay.
Yeah, no, he seemed like the sort of person who would be into farming to me.
Yeah, but then again, are you truly an animal lover if you're basically harvesting their body for meat?
That
but anyway, that's a deeper question for another podcast. Let's move on to round number four, which is the well-anticipated return of the embarrassing injury round. This round will focus on humiliating ailments suffered by NBA players. I will name three incidents and you have to identify the one that hashtag didn't happen. Okay. Number one, Eddie Curry injured his wrist by sitting on a physio ball. The ball exploded due to his famously overweight frame. Brad Miller cut his index finger off while simply doing the dishes. Marcus Thornton slipped a disc in his back from sneezing due to intense hay fever. Claire, I'm going to throw it to you first.
these are, again, it's like just sort of shooting in the dark here because I'm not familiar with any of these stories. I'm going to go with number two, cutting your finger while doing the dishes.
Okay, so Brad Miller.
Yes.
Cutting his index finger off while simply doing the
dishes. I'm going with that because my reasoning is because that seems like a red herring in a similar way that your hacky sack one was a red herring. Like, it seems like plausible, and so thus took less creativity to concoct.
Yeah, I like that. I like the rationale and trying to use my logic against me. Nick, what about you?
The sneezing one sounds like I've heard that story about a lot of people, whether Marcus Thornton is one of them. Eddie Curry definitely during his time with the Knicks had a lot of missed time. So I don't remember that story specifically, but it also wouldn't surprise me. And the Brad Miller one, I feel like if he'd actually cut his finger off, I feel like I would have heard of that, in that Brad Miller no longer has a finger. But he is a bit of a redneck guy who would have cut or do the dishes with completely inappropriate knives in the sink. I think I'll go with Brad Miller as well, just because I feel like I would have heard it before.
Okay.
You're going to tell us now Brad Miller's walking around without an index finger.
No, they probably sewed it back together. They usually can salvage it.
I can reveal that the score is 3-2. Basically, Marcus Thornton has never had a reported sneeze-related injury to this day. And yes, indeed, Brad Miller cut his index finger off while simply doing the dishes. How do you feel about that, Nick?
I will be reading more on that after this call.
I think he had just got his second Player of the Conference award when that happened as well, of that season. He was like on an unprecedented run of form, meaning that he kind of ruined an unbelievable season for himself at that point. And he was interviewed afterwards and said kind of, you know, good one, Brad. You messed that one up, because obviously a highly embarrassing story. But yes, the score, as I quite clearly knew the whole time, remains at 3-2.
Would have made that story more Brad Miller is if he'd shot it off with a hunting rifle. That's like the only thing that would have made that story better.
Yeah. So we'll move on to round five, the final round, barring any tie. The return of the did he really play there round. This one is simple. I'm going to state three facts and you'll have to identify the incorrect answer. Number one, Tyrus Thomas played for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Luke Walton played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tayshaun Prince played for the Boston Celtics. Nick, what are you going to go for?
Oh, I can't say I particularly remember any of these. I'm trying to imagine these players in the jerseys and I'm struggling. I imagine Tayshaun Prince in a Celtics jersey and I just think of Avery Bradley because they have a very passing resemblance. I will go for... Who did Luke Walton play for? I feel like he bounced around a little bit at the end, Luke Walton. I will go for Tayshaun Prince, but I'm not confident in that answer at all.
What about you, Claire?
All right, well, I'm very strategic this round because it's my last chance. So I can't pick what he picked, even if I think that's the answer, because best case scenario, if we both get a point, I still get eliminated. So that answer is out, because that's how points work. And I was kind of torn between Tayshaun Prince and Luke Walton anyway. So I'm going to go Luke Walton, because I don't recall him playing for the Cavs, but I could be wrong.
Okay. I can reveal at the end of round five, the score remains at 3-2 because we've had another scoreless round. The lie for round five was Tyrus Thomas, who never played for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, that's embarrassing because I'm from Minnesota.
Yeah, you've no excuse. He did, however, spend half a year at the Grizzlies in 2015. So Nick Whitfield is still the holder of the Double Clutch Two Truths, One Lie title belt. How do you feel about it, Nick?
I'm very happy with that one because Claire played a good game, and there was quite a few in there that I, compared to the last time where I felt like I was having some like logic behind my answers, I was guessing a lot this time. So very happy with that.
Well, you guessed your way to the top, and I can envision you kind of celebrating on the turnbuckle with your belt at this point. You're kind of a Stone Cold Steve Austin prime attitude era vibe. Claire, commiserations. I hope you at least enjoyed taking part.
Yeah, it was really fun. I think that I was both woefully underqualified and also overqualified to play this game because I used absolutely zero of my basketball knowledge. For better or for worse, none of it was applicable. But it was still a good time.
It was a good time, and full disclosure, if you're listening to this on the Double Clutch podcast feed, you may not know that halfway through I had an actual meltdown that's been edited out. And Claire was incredibly honest and a very fair competitor. So much respect to Claire, and thank you very much for joining us. But Nick will be back to defend his title in the next round of Two Truths, One Lie. I don't know about you guys, but I had a tremendous time. Thank you to everybody who has listened to the second episode of the game. And hopefully it won't be too long before Nick gets a chance to defend that title. Be sure to subscribe, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow us on Twitter at Double Clutch UK. Same applies on Instagram. Until next time, stay indoors and let's ride this one out together.